please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Amos Gill.
Adelaide's number one comedian about to head off on another world tour. Gilly, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Yes, Gilly, good, how's the renos?
Mate, I'm up and about. I couldn't be in this morning because I'm currently supervising my painters.
Right.
I'm having a look here, street view, ready to go. And conservatively, I'm in West Hindmarsh, by the way, Morgan Street. I'm thinking 4.5 million, current market.
Yeah, COVID has pushed the prices up.
You've got to be ambitious.
Just try for 4.25, not 4.5. Yeah.
If you come down to 1.5, I'll meet you there. That's what I'm doing now.
Cash.
You just say a ridiculous figure cash, and someone will meet it, probably from Sydney.
Yep. You know? Sight unseen.
So I am leaving back to the United States.
Yeah.
And I think I'll still be on the phone with you guys. I'd like to be your American correspondent.
Yeah,
we can do that.
Yeah, that'd be good. But I've got to say this. How do we feel about our nation at the moment? Like, that's like, honestly.
In what way?
Yeah, what do you?
Don't you think I'm a bit off our country? Do you not feel like we are living in some kind of overly officiated rule haven? Because I'm seeing this 6-beer limit for people in quarantine in Sydney.
I did see that in the apartment.
That's
block.
Not on. That's not on, mate. I've been making fun of these anti-vaxxers, anti-maskers. If they say a 6-pack a day only, we march. That's the truth.
That's un-Australian, Gilly, now that you think of it.
Gee whiz.
Like, you're not allowed out of your house. You have to stay in. You've done the right thing. The least they can give you is a carton. Mm. What else you have left to do? It's been 2 years, and the government... I was always making fun of these. It's a totalitarian state. Mate, Ditz, let me translate for you. Yeah. That's one bottle of wine a day.
Ridiculous.
Could you possibly exist?
Ridiculous.
What are you going to do after lunch?
Could you imagine if we should send Ditz over there and the quality of the show would go up, it would be hungover the next
time. Oh, please. But think about it. I only do it for the wineries, Gilly. There's no pleasure in it for me. It's about the economy and keeping our grape growers and our wineries in business.
Yeah, well, talking about stimulating things, let's talk Nadia Bartel.
Right.
She loves the stimulants.
Let's.
And I've got more about the rules here. Nadia Bartel's done the wrong thing. Okay, we try and move on. Who gives a fat rass toss bag about this wag anyway, really? But I've had enough of the media identities out there constantly talking like they've never done that drug before. You know, like everyone pretends. Like, can we just stop pretending that people in this country don't do it? Like, we've seen the statistics. It's everywhere. And then to shame her for using a $1.50 Kmart plate was, I thought, the strangest part.
Kmart are happy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. They obviously, but the Daily Mail has to do 10 shout-outs to Kmart. They're on 9 that week. God, we're coming under here. What can we do? $1.50 K. That's like if I got busted doing heroin. They're like, oh, look at this. He used a $3 Rivers belt as a tourniquet.
Should you have a golden plate or something?
Yeah. I mean, what an absolute shamosery. And let's finish with this. Britney Spears is free.
Yes. The shackles.
How will she go when she's free?
Well, this is the thing. What if it turns out that her dad and the court was correct and she just goes on a hit and run rampage in her car?
No. Really? Maybe
not so drama. I think I'm going to move to America. I'm going to be walking across the street and I'm going to be struck by Britney's car.
Really? You know your number's up if that happens,
exactly, mate.
Anyway, thank you very much, boys, for the last year and a half.
When are you heading off?
I leave Saturday morning. I'm in Perth for a couple of days, and then I'm bouncing over to LA.
Well, Kosh, you can't get to Perth. How the hell are you getting there?
Oh, well, actually, that is interesting, isn't it?
Because you're
in trouble from Adelaide, mate. Yeah. So I'm going to Kmart. I'm stocking up on my $1.50 plates, and I'm off to Vegas.
All right. Good on you, Gilly. All the best over there, mate.
So we have kept you employed for the last year and a half.
You've kept this. I honestly wouldn't have been able to paint this house if it wasn't for you, boys. So thank you very much.
Say good day to Brittany for us.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Right. There he is, Amos Gill.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five. Last week, we heard about BT's gas barbecue accident.
Brian Taylor nearly blew himself up. Burnt hair, eyebrows, eyelids, and half his moustache.
Not the famous moustacher.
Moustacher.
No way.
Singed.
We learnt on the weekend that BT almost blew himself up again calling the Bulldogs game.
Cameron paddles it out in front. Takes Easton Wood on it and raids. Turns to goal and kicks it. He's burnt the former skipper. He said, I am just so much quicker than you. And in a final, he took him up.
the foot race and beat the shines out of him and kick the goal.
Number four. We learnt sometimes your old China plate will buzz you on the dog and bone. And sometimes rhyming slang gets lost in translation. Yeah. Like when Daniel called up to win $5,000.
Let's have a look at the day just quietly too, by the way.
If you won $5,000and the sun's
straight
out.
To the rubbity.
What?
Yeah. Straight to the rubbity. Beer garden somewhere. Rubbity dub dub.
Pub.
Oh, thought he was going somewhere.
Oh, excuse me. Get your mind out of the gutter, please.
I'm sorry. It does go there from time to time.
Now, Daniel.
Anyway, Daniel, what's your guess?
I reckon we got Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
No. Sorry, Daniel. You better head to work, mate.
That's all right. No back rubbity. To work, I guess.
No rubbity. Willie Nelson.
No rubbity dub dub.
Can we not say Willie and rubbity dub in the same? At least break it up with a comma.
Very good point, Nato.
This is how Ditz feels about the rubbity.
You were always on my mind.
Number three. We learnt who Roo gets in touch with when he's organising a party.
Yeah. Mark Ricciuto.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah, Steve. Anyway, Steve. Okay, Steve. Thanks, mate.
This is a lie.
Rang the Premier.
No, are you
Steve.
Kidding?
No, Steve. This is a lie. Steve, how many people?
Only
in Adelaide, Australia.
This is a
Mark
lie.
Mark Ricciuto. So you didn't ring the Premier?
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't. I text him.
He texted him. Steve, I want to have 20 people around at my barbecue. Is that okay?
I've got 8 people in my family. If they have 20, I can only have one other bloody family around.
Well, you chose to have 19 kids.
I know. I didn't predict a pandemic when I started breeding. All right. You can't have a decent grand final show with 20. So I said, any chance you're going to go to 50? No chance.
Oh,
but,
you did get an answer right from the top.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Hey, I just got to take a call from
this
Pope.
This is not a bet.
You should invite Steve to the Barbie Roo. You know he's a cheap drunk.
That was the first beer that I have had for about 3 months.
Number two.
The most valuable trade.
We wanted to find out which trade was the most valuable, getting tradies on to pitch their case.
Why aren't concreters valuable, Tomo?
Well, they say that Rome wasn't built in a day, and that's because all the concreters are out in the pit.
We learn in the end it was just a sledging match.
What are plumbers like on the worksite?
Their proper name's turd surgeons. They deal in turds, but they charge like a brain surgeon.
Parks the concreter beat the plumbers, then made his way onto the roofers.
Why, roofers no good, but let's start with their motto. Do your best and silicon the rest.
Okay.
They need to treat their wives like they treat their roofs. If they don't nail them hard enough, they'll end up with their neighbours.
No!
Once Parks the concreter had finished off the roofer, he then set his sights on Ditz.
Hey, Ditz.
Yeah.
You know why your port supporters aren't singing Never Tear Up Our Tarps?
Why?
Because the roofers want them back, mate. Oh, yeah.
Number one. We learnt that Ditz is a real hit with Roo's kids.
Good morning.
Here he is getting on like a house on fire with Rosie Ricciuto. Yeah.
And you do a lot of dancing, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a good dancer, aren't I, Rosie? Do you remember last time I came around, we did a bit of singing and dancing in your lounge room?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's thrilled to bits about that. What about when Ditz talked to Joe Ricciuto about the Royal Show?
The Royal Adelaide Show. What's happening with that?
I think we're meant to be going.
Yeah, well, I've got bad news for you, Tom. Sorry, I was just teasing you, Joe. Sorry, mate, it's been called off. Sorry. That wasn't very good.
Sorry.
I'll give you some spending money, Joe. You can go and buy something, all right? I promise. Yeah.
So whatever happened to that money?
Well, what about the money I gave you? Did that get through to
Yeah, did you say thanks to Ditz for giving you $20 for a show bag?
He didn't.
I gave your dad $20 last week. What's happened to it?
I put it on a horse called Showbag. It come forth.
All right, we'll sort it out, Joe.
The top five things we've learned on Roo and Ditz this week.
How good was that?
That's terrible, Roo.
Sammy Morrison. Far out. That was gold. Oh, you know you're getting old, Ditz, when you just have little moments in time where you go, oh, shit, I am getting old. And I had one the other day. Father's Day is always good for this. When you got 6 kids and you're getting presents, you know, usually get your socks and jocks, which I did get, as I told you. Rocco gave me a pair of Johnny Walker socks that he knocked off from the Alma Bingo the week before. Very proud moment in my life.
He made a card in French.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I said, was it me and Rocco? And he said, I don't know. I've got no idea.
So
he's
obviously
not listening to the French teacher, do you, mate? Anyway, enough about Rocco. I did happen to get a a back scratcher, like on a stick.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You know, like about, I don't know, 40 centimetres long, 50 centimetres long with a sponge on the end of it.
Oh.
Because you lose your flexibility when you get old, that's apparently.
Oh. That's right.
But you can scratch your own back and wash your own back. Yeah. Now, that is something that you get when you're getting old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the things that happen.
Oh, it's poor daddy can't wash anymore.
Daddy can't wash his back. He's a stick with a sponge on the end of it. Go your hardest.
That's the realisation. I did the same thing the other day, filling up at OTR, and they've got one of the pop stations on, and there was a song that was apparently massive at the moment, and walking in, and I was like, what is this rubbish? Why can't music be real and pure and genuine like the stuff I listen to? This is bullshit. And yeah, I basically cracked it the same way my mum did to my music growing up. What is this racket? Getting old. That's when you know you're getting old, when you start assessing the music that you hear and go, it's not as good as what we listen to.
Oh, you had a moment the other day, did you? You didn't even know you were having it.
Nah, it was in the morning meeting, so it was about, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I got up off of my chair. I didn't realise I was doing it, and I stretched every sinew in my body and reached up towards the sky, and everyone looked at me and said, what's wrong? Have you been going to the gym? I said, I just got out of bed.
I thought that was normal. I thought you'd been pumping
everything
on.
Everything ached in my body.
Getting PBs on your bike or smashing the row a lot, the good old days at Next Gen.
Just getting out of bed.
Just getting out of bed. Loz, are you getting a few old aches and pains? Or?
Well, yeah, just because I'm unfit, but they've been around forever. I mean, I had a very literal one where this Christmas. I still get a stocking from Mum. It's a sort of tradition. And in my stocking was some anti-aging cream.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Good on you.
What's Mum trying to say?
Yeah, she's Canadian. Oh, I find this one really good around the eyes, sweetie. And I've noticed just when you smile a little bit here and there.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, that was a big shock. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, well,
Merry Christmas
practical.
To you too.
Hey, Mum, go look in the mirror.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's aged very well, and so I guess I'm going to slather this
stuff.
She might
be on that good cream she just gave you, so don't go potting it.
You know you're getting old when?
When it starts to rain and the first thing you turn to your wife and say, geez, love, that'll be good for the garden.
35 years old and starts plucking hair from his ears.
Well, Ditch knows he's getting old when he falls over, and rather than just saying he fell over, He had a fall,
yes.
You know you're getting old when your back starts going out more than you do.
He sits down or he goes to get up out of the chair.
What's he
doing?
Oh, he's got pains, has he? you know you're getting very old, accurate. Man. Let's go to McGill. G'day, Dags.
How you going, boys?
How do you know when you're getting old?
Oh, it'd have to be when you get a poo test kit in the mail, I reckon.
Oh, what is that age?
The bowel cancer. 40? You get it at 55, I think.
No, I'm only 50. Well, that's the other thing. I can't remember how old I am. I had an argument with my girlfriend the other day.
Oh, no.
About how old I am. Oh, but no. 52 and I've had one.
Yeah, it must be
good on you, Dags.
Yeah, the bowel cancer kit.
Sam, our audio man's wandered into the studio. You know you're getting old when, Sam?
Well, the internet went out at our house for 2 days.
Right.
And I said, I'm not going to take this. I'm going to, you know, stand up. And
what'd you do?
I got in contact with the internet provider and said, hey, our internet's been out for 2 days. I think, you know, we should get a refund or something. And they go, all right, we'll get back to you. 2 days later, they sent me a text saying, we'll refund you $7.89. so I won.
You won.
What old people do.
That's what old people do. You spent 2 hours and 20 minutes on the phone waiting to get through, exactly. Which cost you $158.60.
Exactly.
You won.
I won.
You know you're getting old when, on the text line, Mark at Evanston Park, when you fart without trying. Now, Dits, I'm not 100% sure if you're across this one, but...
Oh, my God.
Right. Dits is across some. Remember when COVID first happened, Dits, and they used to let the seniors in early at the supermarket?
Yes.
They had that seniors time about an hour. You remember that?
Yeah.
Remember?
What happened? So I went... Everyone was buying toilet paper, weren't they? It was flying off the shelves.
Panic buying.
And then we'd missed out a couple of times. I'd gone to the supermarket. The shelves are empty. I thought, bugger this. So said to the missus, right, tomorrow I'll get up early and head down and I'll be first in the queue. And what happened was up until 9 a.m., pensioners...
8 till 9?
8 till 9. The pensioners can get in and have first crack.
Because we saw those sad videos of the elderly walking around and, you know, they couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
It was
so
awful.
So I get there and it's about 8:45 and I'm first in the queue and the young lad looks at me and goes... You can go in, sir. Pensioners before 9 o'clock. I said, mate, listen, mate. And he said, no, go on, go in. And I just said, no, I'm not going in. I'm going to stand here until 9 o'clock.
And then you hit him
o'clock.
With a walking stick that you had.
Bloody.
Can I ask you a very personal question?
Lars, careful.
How old are you?
No.
Are you 57.
Right, okay. And what's the pension age?
65-ish.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to make... Well, I think we live in a very ageist society, and even people who have access to the pension card sometimes don't even use it because they're too embarrassed to be in that category. So if I was getting a free entry into a supermarket and get all the toilet paper you want, I'd bloody do it.
That's a win.
Yeah. Let's go to Glenelg East. Mark, you know you're getting old when?
There you go, mate. You know you're getting old when you look in the mirror and your old man's looking back at you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one.
Have you turned into dad?
Yeah, I reckon.
Exactly right.
That happens. Oh. Yes. Yes, I know exactly Shivers. How you feel, Mark.
Do you look like your old man?
They're starting to get there, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Let's go to Woodville. G'day, Michael.
G'day, mate.
You know you're getting old when?
When you're turning the radio down more than you're turning it up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Don't want to make too much noise.
Yeah.
I always remember playing my favourite song. Oh, man, turn that bloody thing down. Yeah. So I'll never ever say that to my kids, but sometimes it's hard. Some of the stuff they play.
I get them to turn the TV down all the bloody time.
Do you ever turn the stereo down in the car so you can see better? Like if you're coming up to trying to find an address or something, turn the radio down and it's like, oh, get a better look.
There's a science behind that because your senses are more sharp when you can focus all of it. But when I was a kid, we weren't allowed, the volume was never allowed to go above 22.
Mm.
That was the number on our old TV.
Right.
And even now as an adult, I feel nervous as to turning it up. My housemate, turn it up. I go, not above 22.
What happens when two middle-aged ex-sports champions interview one of the biggest influencers on Instagram in the country? Well, I don't think you need to be an expert to figure this one out.
Hey, speaking of radio, you do some work with Kyle Sanderlands. What's he really like?
He's awesome. He's actually sweeter. A lot sweeter off air.
He doesn't come across like that, does he? Well, that's good. Because last week he was having a crack at the Paralympics.
Was he?
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit of
He doesn't miss too many.
Righto. I did a bit of research on you last night too, Sophie. And
is the first time
went
ever.
Went through a couple of your ex-boyfriends online and found Jason Statham. Now, he's one of my favourite actors. Is he as good a boyfriend as he is an actor?
He's a nice person.
See, that was...
He's a nice person.
Very diplomatic.
That means he's no good at all. I'll let that one go then.
Yeah, we're not trying to get a headline here at all, are we?
Right.
Hey, my wife said you were the Marilyn Monroe movie world or movie land before?
Yeah, movie world. That was my first job.
What was that like? Good?
Yeah, these questions are so funny.
We're just talk about the show too much.
This is your
good.
Life, Sophie. We're just
I know. It's a bit like this is your life. Movie World's the funnest place to work. You're just like singing as a character.
Well, we've got to stop it there. Loz, put your bloody headphones on.
I can't listen to
you
it.
You can listen to
I
it.
I can hear it in the background and I'm getting...
The background of this is when you went to the Jason Statham question, what we didn't realise, and then we looked at our computer screens, flashing in red lights in front of us, don't ask about Jason Statham,
which we kind of didn't
see out the corner of our
eye. That's all right. I actually did some, you know what I learned out of this? Don't do any research.
Yeah.
Anyway, very awkward interview.
First time.
But anyway.
It reminded us of some of the others that we've done in the past. Now, this one wasn't totally our fault. This bloke had been on The Source, Richie Sambora.
What's happening? Oh, my God. Holmes,
Adley. Now, Richie, can I ask you, Australian women, in fact, South Australian women, they're pretty good, aren't they?
You think?
Well, you've got yourself a real good one.
Oh, she's the best. We're coming back.
Tell me, what's it like working with your partner, with your girlfriend? It means spending a heck of a lot of time together, I would have thought.
It's a lot of work. Fantastic.
I'm in physical pain.
He was absolutely hammered.
And that was the highlight. It didn't get any better.
He was hammered. And we spoke with a couple of boys from Cold Chisel, Ian Moss and Don Walker. Mm. They gave us nothing.
Mossy, are we right in saying there might be a couple of live songs on this one as well?
Oh, geez. if you think there's some live things on... maybe
More than we do.
Maybe I got that wrong. If I got that wrong, have to check. We'll edit this out. But it says here on the release I've got that Shipping Stills Live and a couple of other live favourites. But anyway, we'll check that and we can always...
You might be right.
I think Shipping Still might be live, right?
Shipping Still, okay.
Is it?
I think so. Yeah,
oh, my God.
What's that about? That's not about Wild, is it? Or not? No.
Wailing.
Wyala. Where's the Shipping Still? What is that about? Is that
a... It was actually down on the Illawarra.
Oh, okay. Don, you live in Hong Kong, don't you? Is that right? Or
no, I spend some of my time in Singapore these days.
Oh, right. No. Yeah. I got told you're in Hong Kong. I saw some footage of what was going on there in that typhoon the other week. I thought, gee, how'd you get through that? She was pretty wild and woolly over there, but that's all right.
Mossy, I was lucky enough to, I know we're talking cold chisel, but I was lucky enough with my wife to see you back in July in Melbourne. And it's interesting when, you know, the real wired on fans are yelling out on about which song they want to hear and what, you know, play this one. And it's funny. You know, your comeback and about how you're quite patient with him. So, all right, I'll get to that in a minute. You know, let me play what I want to play. But as Cold Chisel, what's the song that fans, you know, just sing out for the whole time?
There's a small handful there that, pretty hard to decide. You know, Flame Trees, K-San. I guess K-San is probably possibly the very top of that list.
Yeah, I know, there's probably too many. Yeah.
Oh, we've got one more is worse than the lot of
Does
them.
Does this take the cake?
This takes the cake. Oh, Gavin Rossdale. What band's he in?
Bush.
All right, have a listen to Gav. He was really keen.
Under the Southern Stars. This is going to be amazing. The lead singer of Bush, Gavin Rossdale, joins us this morning. Gavin, welcome.
Well, how are you? How are you guys doing?
Very good, thanks. Gavin, whereabouts do we find you this morning? Where are you coming from?
I'm in Seattle, in Washington.
Yep, Seattle in the United States. It's one of the great rock music towns, isn't it, when you look at it historically?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hendrix.
Yeah, indeed.
Is that the home of Jimmy, was it?
It was, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what sort of show are you going to bring to Adelaide? What can we expect to see with Bush when you come down? And by the way, Stone Temple Pilots on the same bill as well. What can we expect to see with Bush?
Just a great rock show. I mean, I don't know. We don't have any dancers. I haven't got any too many circus animals. Generally come down and give us a good like.
Yeah. Well,
get stuff, Gav. Mm. Oh.
There you go. That's what you've joined, Loz.
I have a stomach ulcer.
It's a well-oiled machine,
isn't
it?
From listening to that.
Dits, we do about 3 or 4 interviews a day, 5 days a week, for about 40 weeks of the year, and we've been doing 8 years. We've done about 5,000 interviews.
Okay.
There's our worst 4.
And we're not finished yet.
No, we're not done yet.
Ask Nicola. Do not touch that ball. Professor Nicola.
Busiest lady in the world, just about. We haven't caught up with her for a while. We've left her.
She's been busy.
I mean, very, very
36
busy.
36 exposure sites out there.
All right. Let's get her on the line. Very good morning, Professor Nicola Sperrier.
Hello, Roo and Dip. Lovely to be here with you.
Hey, can I ask you a very important question to start with? If we go back a little while, you told your husband to go and sort out his sock drawer. How's his sock drawer going at the moment?
Well, he is still not talking to me, actually. I make him use a QR code before he comes into the bedroom or does anything in the bedroom at all. He has to make sure he's checked in with the government.
Well, I'm creates a good environment. What about footy finals time, Professor? Are you excited about the big game this weekend?
Yeah, no. Anyone who knows me knows I love ball sports. I know that the Camry Crows will be playing the Rams, as far as I know. And, yeah, we're all very excited. I know, Dick, you're a huge Port Adelaide Electricity fan.
Yep.
Just make sure that you are wearing your mask when you're streaming out for the electricity. And if you are touching any balls at any time, just make sure it's all sanitised.
Okay.
Are you worried about these truckies at all, Professor?
Yeah.
Oh, truckies and their big loads. You know, look. I do think a lot about truckies and those large loads coming through. Lots of cargo on the back. And, look, do not stop. Do not get petrol. if you have to siphon from strangers, you know, I really would prefer that you committed crimes along the Nullarbor than stopped in at service stations and spread the virus. Yeah.
I think some good advice there. You must be under a fair bit of pressure because I, when I hear the ladies talking over a coffee, they're always saying, oh, did you see what she was wearing last night? Did you see oh, Nicola's done her hair? It must be a lot of pressure for you to look nice each and every time at the press conferences.
Oh, classic there from you, Dick, immediately going to a woman's look. I would prefer not to talk about fashion and hair with you, if that's okay.
No, fine.
You don't have any hair. And Chris, I've heard about the socks and sandals that you're wearing around the station. Look, and I just, yeah,
it's about
very
my golf.
Rich coming from you.
It's about my golf.
Let's change subjects. How's the poo testing going? I know we've been testing the wastewater for COVID.
Yeah, that's really Steve Marshall's area. I'm not spending a lot of time worrying about the turds, but if this is what I say to Steve. When he's down there testing the turds, if a turd flies at you, do not touch that turd.
Fair enough.
Good idea,
Fair enough.
Professor.
Any advice for the public in general just before we say goodbye?
This is a big one, and I want all Triple M listeners to hear this. Make sure you stay at least 1.5 metres away from Chris Dittmar at all times, pandemic or not, double vaxxed or not. That's just for your own well-being.
I think it's very good advice. Hey, Professor Spurrier, we love it when you come on the show. Thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks, boys.
She was in good form today.
She was in very good form.
Still shop Fulham. Shop 1, 587 to 589, Tapley's Hill Road, Fulham.
We've nailed it.
Triple M's MVT.
MVT.
The most valuable trade.
Oh, this has been fantastic. We've worked our way through to the grand final, Roo.
We have. It was Loz's idea. She said there's a tradie hierarchy, which we hadn't heard of, and we thought we'd better find out if this is true and who's at the top.
Yep.
Certainly not a Sparky, as Loz thought, because we've got a Bricky and a concreter. Tomo the Bricky, Parks the concreter, fighting it out for Triple M's most valuable tradie. Congratulations, boys. You're in a grand final.
Morning, lads. Morning, boys. Thank you.
I bet you're laid awake all night.
Tomo the Bricky, tell us why the Brickies are the most valuable tradie.
Well, if we're talking bricklayers versus concreters, I tell you what, like, seriously, just because you lay a slab a day doesn't mean you need to drink one.
Yeah, that's right. We're pretty clear that they're a big drinkers, the concreters. Parks, what do you think about brickies?
Well, boys, being poet state at home in the tradie world, piss off early tomorrow's sad day.
Yeah.
I thought I'd summarise in a bit of a poem, if that's okay, lad.
We love a bit of poetry on Triple M.
A bit of creativity.
Yes, bear with me. But his name is Tomo. He's a brickie by trade. If his wife was a brick, she'd never get laid. They mix up the mud in a giant blender. Brick and shit houses, people cover up with render. Pink Floyd sang, they don't need an education, so they've stayed in bed, perfecting masturbation. All in all, Tomo's just another brick in the wall. There you go.
Gee whiz, he's put a bit of work into this. Any response, Tomo?
Mate, that is hard to come back from, I tell you. The one thing I will give concreters, though, is that they're very, very good at using plastic underneath the slab. If only Parks' old man used plastic back in the day, we'd have been a
great comeback.
Well, I heard you were defrosted there, Tomo, but anyway, move on.
This has been a grand final. This is one of the epic grand finals.
Hey, Parks, what about you yesterday giving it to the poor old roofer on Are You Okay Day?
Well,
do you mind?
Oh, I realised afterwards I went home and the missus gave me a bit of a dressing down about being a bit arse, and I thought, Are You Okay Day? I want to check up on him. Yeah.
He's sucking his thumb right
he
now
is,
still.
Right.
He's not going
now,
to...
Now, I apologise there for that.
Hey, Parks, we've done a bit of research on you. Now, you're a gun footballer in your day. Now, did you play at Carlton?
I tried to, Ditch.
How many games did you play for Carlton?
Oh, bigger, but five, I think. Mainly on the bench, mate.
Five games. Very good ones.
Had the sub, I probably would have played 100.
Yeah, exactly right,
Bart. Five games. Gee, you toughed it out then, didn't you?
Hey, he played 100 for North Adelaide. 100 plus, wasn't it, Parks?
Oh, no, not quite. I played up near there, and then I went back to Victoria, mate. I'm a good Victorian boy.
There's no such thing. Hey, listen, Parks, when you were at Carlton, you would have been there with all, like, Kernahan and Bradley, that sort of era.
Yeah, Sticks was the captain, and Brattles and all them boys. Oh, that was a good crew. Yeah. 92-93, so it was a good time.
So was that Dave Parkin?
Yeah, David Parkin, yeah, mate. Yeah, he was good.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Good on you. Well,
I reckon we've got to work out who's winning this bloody contest.
Yeah, this is for the $500 voucher at the Still Shop at Fulham.
All right. The winner of the most valuable tradie here on Triple M is... the Concreter!
Parks,
good work, boys!
Congratulations, special mention to Tomo. You did a great job. Well done, Tomo.
Well done, Tomo. Hey.
Too good, Parks.
Thanks. Well done, boys.
No doubt you'll spend it on piss. No.
Yeah, what sort of grog do they sell there?
Good on you, Parks. Congratulations, mate. You are Triple M's most valuable tradie. Congratulations.
He thinks the steel shop's a drive-through bot, mate. It's actually, they sell tools, mate.
We haven't got a steel shop back where I'm from.
Good on you, Parks. Well done, mate.
Thanks, everyone, Triple M and the sponsors and all the other tradies.
You did a very good job, mate. You offended a few women, but, you know.
That's all right. Now, there's a reason why we're sending tradies themselves to the Still Shop in Fulham. You should have a look as well. Shop 1, 587 to 589, Tapleys Hill Road in Fulham.
Loz, working in hospitality, how many years have you done it?
Since about 10 years on
10
and
years,
off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On the whole, is it a good gig? Is it hard work?
It's very hard work.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the hardest job I've ever had, for
and
sure.
Dealing with the public.
Dealing with the public, long hours, physically exerting, but it's so fun. And I think there's no bond greater than the bond of the bar staff or the waitress staff. You know, it's because no one else on the planet understands what you're going through except them.
And what do you mean, what you're going through? Sounds like a torture. Mm.
Sometimes
it
can be.
Get paid pretty well.
Well, it's not. I mean, compared to radio, no. It's
yeah, but compared to normal jobs, I reckon the money's
$30 an hour.
Yeah, that's
with
not bad.
No qualifications.
I think you deserve every penny.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, tell us why.
Well, quick thinking. I mean, you have to be able to remember a lot on the go. Well, you've got lots of tables
can
going.
Can I have a Coke and a lemonade?
Oh,
beer.
Shut up! See, this is the thing. You own a pub, you're poor staff. The lack of respect.
Oh, you'd love your staff. Yeah. And you know what? The pub's only as good as its quality of its staff.
That's true.
Tell us all about them.
So where I worked at the Golden Waddle, everyone was amazing. And look, we had a great time. And for the most
Golden Waddle, where's that?
On Peary Street.
Oh, is that the old office?
It is the old office.
Okay.
It's been revamped.
Now we're all.
Yeah.
It's a port pub.
Is it?
Dits, yeah.
Right.
They're obsessed with port.
Good.
The whole staff.
Good
I started there and I had to keep the fact that I was a Crow supporter secret for at least 6 weeks.
All
right. But occasionally, and this happens everywhere, you get dickhead customers. And we all sort of know when they come in, you've got the vibe.
Yep.
And I sent a message out to people last night because I thought maybe this would be an interesting segment who I worked with. I said, have you guys got anything that customers do that bothers you and you'd like me to put a list together? And then my phone shut down because all the messages came through at once.
Bombarded.
So I've got a top five of what I wish people would stop doing.
Oh, okay.
This is things that are guaranteed to annoy a bar staff or a waitress.
Right.
Okay, so number five, I've said being on the phone.
Right.
When you come up to the counter, don't be talking to someone, particularly if you've got a Bluetooth thing in and it looks like you're talking to them, but you're actually like closing a deal with some suit.
Okay.
So don't be on the phone. Number four, this is COVID specific, but don't pull your mask down to order food.
Right. Just keep it.
It happens.
Keep catching the COVID.
Constantly. Mm. People come up, they pull their mask down and they lean right into your face and they say it.
Right.
So don't pull your mask down.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come up to the bar and ask, what beers do you have or what food do you have? There's a menu in front of you, mate.
Oh, you've been in the game too long.
It's time
to get out.
At the Wattle, I think we had 20 beers on tap. So you start rattling them off. And then they always get a palmy and a pint of pale. Yeah. So it's like, don't ask me to name the specials. You don't want the specials.
Now, this is me. I'm the annoying customer now. I drink Sauv Blanc.
Yeah.
Which has been documented on this program several times.
It's beautiful.
Normally, I walk into a bar, and I know there's only about two. There's usually the house one,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the other one, expensive, you can buy by the glass.
Lobethal Road at the Wattle.
Oh, there you go. And I'll always say, what Sauv Blanc have you got? They don't even answer. They don't look at me. They hand me a wine list.
Okay.
I go, love. This is what I'm saying inside my head. I'm going, love. I was just asking you.
Yeah.
Just tell me.
Yeah.
There's the house, or there's the Lobethal Road, or there's the Shore and Smith. Whatever you got. They just blankly look at you and hand you a wine list. In other words, mate, rack
off. So I can
off,
already tell that you're a difficult customer just
I'm
from
not.
Your energy
is
towards me.
Is it that
me
hard
now?
To say to me? And if you know your stuff, is it that hard to say to me? Sir, we've got Shore and Smith by the glass. Do you want? Yeah, I'll have one of those. Thanks.
I'm telling
is
you
that
personally,
difficult?
That would
require a little bit of homework.
Yeah.
From the staff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, some of these people coming in once a week to get themselves through uni. It's not like they're sommeliers or whatever. I would personally tell you what we had, but some people might hand you a menu. It's been printed out and laminated, Chris. You can have a little look at it. That's fine.
Okay.
Another thing with menus, this is the number two.
Right.
Never try and order things that aren't on the menu. Don't ask for some specific weird salad that you make at home. It's not a supermarket back there. It's a kitchen. They've ordered in for the menu. And they're not going to do what your nan does.
Is
you know?
This called
Are you like the
or
soup
not?
Nazi?
I am the soup Nazi.
Okay. Soup for
hang
you.
On, hang on. I want to be specific here. So if I say, I really want that salad that you've got, the garden salad. I don't like radishes. Can you please leave out the radishes?
Oh, that's fine.
That's okay?
Yeah, that's
all right.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Just don't ask for a fish of that we don't have. Or
oh,
something.
Right.
You know, yeah, it yeah. happens a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is my number one, and this happens right. all the time, and it's so upsetting because there's nothing you can do to stop people from doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Arriving with a huge group without a booking on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon.
Well, sorry that we want to give you some business. Sorry that we want to make you busy and put cash in the till. Is that what you're saying?
We haven't got the staff for it. We don't have the table. We're having a run around. We're pulling tables out of the storage room that haven't been used.
For 10 years?
Mate,
seriously.
I'm bitter. I'm an old hag. And this is what you need to stop doing. On behalf of everyone in hospitality, I'm telling you right now, please.
Do you agree with Loz on her top five?
Have you got any more?
Or is it time for Loz to hang up the pint glass?
The apron. Get the apron off and walk out.
Hand my RSA over.
Josh in Lightview, do you agree with Loz's list?
Morning, yes, 100% agree.
Oh, thank you.
So you do work in hospitality, Josh?
I used to for about 6 years.
Yeah, okay.
And you had enough, just like Loz.
Yeah, and one thing you should definitely not do is crack onto the wait and bar staff.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? What if you meet someone really nice?
What, did you get hit on, Josh, did you?
A couple of times. No, you're there to work. You're there to earn your money. You're not there to have people trying to hit on you or slide you a room key.
Yeah.
Slide you a room key. What, did you work at a hotel, did you?
No, I used to work at Adelaide Oval.
Oh,
righto.
Joshy.
All right.
Now,
all right.
I fully agree with
Thanks
that.
Thanks for calling in, Josh.
No weird comments to the ladies behind the bar as soon as you
Loz, what if Brad Pitt walks
yeah,
in?
What if you meet a nice bloke?
See, if you have slight flirtations all night and a bit of eye contact and there's something there, then maybe. But if you're walking in going, hey, g'day, brown eyes, give us a smile, it's weird. I'm just here to pull
right.
you a pint,
I won't
mate.
Use that one again.
Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Oh my gosh, 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 it's David Kosh, Kosh, Kosh.
Oh, Koshy, you've got your own song.
Oh, love it. Thank you, gents.
How do you feel, Koshy? The sun's out, the grass is cut, and Porter in a prelim, hopefully on the way to a grand final. You must be 6'6" at the moment.
Yeah, and the heart is pumping and the blood pressure's up and the stress levels are going through the roof. So
well, you don't have to get a kick. What are you worried about?
Yeah.
You just have to sit there and watch.
Hang on. You know what it's like as a director of an AFL club. Sit there and you ride every kick.
Yeah, you do, Koshy. You do. It must feel great, though. They're up and about. They got all the players back. Plenty of headaches at selection, in the best form they've been in all year. It can't get any better.
Nah, and great credit to the coaching group too, and the high performance team who have just got them them primed so well, and they had to deal with a fair bit during the season, and they overcame that, and we got some good amount of games into some good young kids as well. So it's gone really well despite the challenges they've had.
Yeah, about the umpires. And what about the umpires? They've been shocking lately, haven't they?
Don't you pull me into this.
You did the best whinges about the umpires I've heard.
Gosh, you're not allowed to say it, but I can. Jeez. It has been diabolical. Anyway, we're winning and it doesn't matter. We're there.
During the second quarter, I tweeted out 18-5, and people misinterpreted that as reflecting the free kick count when I was really saying Zach Butters and Dan Houston, 18-5, were the two best playing at that stage.
Yeah, good work, Koshy. Good work.
Yeah, Koshy, with the young talent that we've got, and it's been well documented, I guess the big thing moving forward, I mean, I know we just got to win this week and hopefully win next week. The thing moving forward, we've got to keep all these players, don't we? Are we confident, we've been very, very good at player retention over the years. Are you confident we can keep all of these interstate boys long term?
Yep, absolutely. I use two measures. Number one, when they buy a house,
yep.
I think, right, half the job's done. When they get an Adelaide girlfriend, yep. I think that helps too.
Yeah.
And that's what they did with John O'Brien. They teed him up with a Gold Coaster.
So it's, we're in a really settled spot at the moment where, if you like, an employer of choice in terms of the AFL, a lot of young players want to come to us to get better. So, and it's a good young leadership cohort as well. You've got Ollie, of course, leading that younger generation in the team. Xavier Dersma and Connor Rosie have really stepped up, and Carl Amon, into great roles within the playing group. So everyone's really settled, and we have a lot of players who want to come and join us. So we're in a pretty good spot at the moment.
Koshy, whose job is it that has to go out and find the suitable young ladies for these Victorians to marry?
One of them was actually like thoroughbred breeding. We got Bruce Abernathy's daughter to go out with Ryan Burton. How good's that?
Exactly right. We're just waiting for him. You know, any father-son or father-daughter project coming up. You know, we've got 20-year plans on this.
Hey, Koshy, one of the best things the Crows did was have the women's team. You guys have got your women's team coming in next year. What's it going to do for the Port Adelaide Footy Club?
Oh, it's going to be huge. And sort of, as you know, we've had a next-generation girls team for a number of years now. So we've been really at that grassroots level and feeding a lot of them into the AFLW draft. So now we can keep them ourselves. Lakeisha Pickett looks fantastic to as a father-daughter pick. Maybe our first one.
Byron's daughter.
Yeah, and there's a few more like that. So, look, we're really excited about it. We're interviewing now for the role of head of AFLW, and we'll be making that appointment in the next month or so. So it's really exciting.
Just looking at things holistically, you must be a very proud man, and I've just written some notes here in front of me as I was thinking of this, Koshy, that you go back to, you know, people joked about the tarps at Footy Park going back in the day. And we were called irrelevant over the border at one time. And it was a shocking title or a tag to have to put up with and listen to. And you came along, and honestly, what you've done, and because I'm a big believer in leadership, and I even go back to the days of Bob McLean, and I know you would as well, but I think, you know, tough and strong leadership at the top is very important at a club. And we've got Matthew Richardson, who I think is outstanding. Ken Hinckley's done a great job. Our recruiting has just been superb. Yep. You must be a very, very happy man at the moment. I know there's a job to do, but, you know, you must be proud and when you look at what has been achieved over the last few years.
I think we've all got better. I think Ken's a much better coach now than he was back in 2013 when we started out. I know more about how to be a president now than I did back then. And it's about stability. It's getting the right good people in the right job. And, you know, you forgot to mention Chris Davies.
Yeah, of course.
Head of football operations.
I hear great things about him.
the AFL were desperately trying to get him to go and work for them. We stitched him up for a few more years, which is great.
Jason Cripps.
Cripper in Melbourne with the recruitment, Parks as well. So it's a really, everyone's settled, everyone's working as a team, and I think it's the old saying that teams don't win grand finals, organisations do.
Yep.
I think we're the organisation itself is in a good spot to give it a really good shot.
Yeah, for sure. Whose idea was it, do you know, to get Alir? Because that has been just a stroke of genius. Do we know where it started or how it happened?
Yeah, that's Jason. That's
really?
Cripper.
Yeah.
And he knew they had a salary cap problem. And basically went and asked them and knew we needed, had targeted Alir, and the way he's fitted in, the way he's settled in to the culture of the group, he is just adds a spark to the culture like you wouldn't believe. And that's just as important as what he does on field. And he's bought a house.
Righto.
He's done. He's ticked the box. Got the girlfriend.
We got to get him a girlfriend. Yeah.
Yep.
Done.
Alir is really settled in. So it's fabulous.
Well, have a massive weekend, Koshy. Saturday night's going to be huge at Adelaide Oval. 26,500 people there. It'll sound like 126,000 people when they run out. All the best. Go one step further than last year and get yourself into a grand final.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for all your support.
Good on you, Koshy. David Kosh, the president of the Port Adelaide Footy Club.